This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Road Not Taken on BFM 89.9, brought to you by the BMW 2 Series Grand Coupe. This series features four dynamic, unconventional Malaysian personalities who all stand out from the rest. Paving your own way is already a massive undertaking for anyone in their 20s. But for Coco Drive founder Kim Mei-Chi, at only 27 years old, she looked beyond just her young adulthood to ask herself what she could do to live a life with no regrets. Not only did she wave goodbye to a comfortable 9-to-5 in advertising, but she jumped into her current endeavor with no prior experience and a brand new idea headfirst without looking back. At every turn, she asks herself what someone else would do, and she always chooses the road not taken. I'm Christine Wong, and in today's episode is the founder of Coco Dry, Kim Mei-Chi. So hi, Kim. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Christine.
All right, let's just jump straight into it. You are 27 years old, but you are already a successful entrepreneur with a flourishing business. So why jump straight into entrepreneurship at such a young age?
A lot of people didn't think that I was going to be successful. And I think that's why I grew up always trying to prove myself that, hey, you know, I can do big things. I'm very capable. I have always been driven by accomplishments. Even back in uni, I graduated with a first-class honours degree. I was awarded scholarship to study in the UK. And after graduating, and I was like, okay, what's next? I joined advertising. But then I realised that I was only learning an area of a business, and it wasn't challenging enough for me. And I always have this theory in my head where time is running out and I have to cheat time. So by the time I turned 25, I told myself that I have to be doing whatever people who are doing in their 30s. So then when I turned 30, so it's like, hey, I'm 30 again. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you sort of want like a head start on adulthood.
A head start, yes.
Okay, that's interesting. And I like that you were like, hey, learning advertising is only one aspect of a business and mm-hmm. I want to learn about business. So why not start one?
And why not just do it? If mm-hmm. not now, when?
So leading on from that, right, like just for context, your business model is unique. You are a hair salon, but you don't offer cut or color services, and you were actually discouraged from pursuing what is called the blow-dry bar concept, right, by others in the hair industry for fear of not being profitable. But you still took the risk, right? So what gave you like the courage to do something like that?
I think it's my attitude to never take no for an answer. And the more someone tell me that I can't do it, the more I want to prove them wrong. I didn't go into the war unplanned. I did a lot of research. I actually took a year to just plan things out, talk to people, dive into it to make sure that it will definitely work in Malaysia. I mean, of course, every business has a risk, but I also did tell myself that, you know, I was actually very scared every single day and I wanted to give up so many times. I did ask myself, what was the worst that could happen? I mean, I may have to start all over again and I can always go back to corporate. And then I asked myself, what's the best that could happen? And every time I say this, I get chills and I started smiling because I feel like this could be the biggest break in my life. And it could open so many doors for me. Like, I never even imagined myself to be here in BFM studio getting this interview, because I have always been the one that listened to other people's interview. Yeah.
Oh, that's really cute. Well, yeah. You're here now. So, you know, leading on from that, right, what would you say to other people who were advised to stick to the status quo and want to break free from it?
As cliche as this may sound, just do it. And figure it out along the way. You don't need to have the answers to everything. And most importantly, surround yourself with people who believe in you and is really supportive of you. And what would really help is that, just imagine this, you're on your deathbed. And if you don't do this right now, how are you going to feel? And yeah, that really helped me, you know, like to just make the decision to just do it, because I don't want to live my life filled with regrets.
Wow, that's very hardcore. You know, and you do want to jump into things when the time mm-hmm. is right, but you also do need the right plan.
Yeah, I mean, that is very true, what you said. I'm a very spontaneous person by nature, but I do believe in always learning from your mistakes. Every time you make a mistake, just think of it as a learning course. As long as you're learning something, it's not failure. I read a book recently, and it says something about not focusing too much on your goal, but on the process. Because every time you check a box, you're going to feel very empty. And to be honest, that is what I've been feeling. And I'm still trying to figure that part of me out. And I know that it is unhealthy.
Right. So essentially, it's sort of like you're trying to, you're not just trying to get achievements for achievement's sake. You want to figure something out or learn something from the experience towards that achievement as well.
Yes, exactly. Focus on the process. Life is a marathon. It's not a sprint.
Mm. Yeah. And how do you approach, you know, obstacles? Like, what happens in your mind when something like that happens?
Find the solution. And every time you solve a problem, it gets you somewhere. And when people tell you that you can't make it, just ask yourself, have you even given your best? And if you haven't even done it, then try it. Try it until you make it.
Okay. Now let's move on to something that you are really passionate about, which is you are very passionate about making women feel confident, or coco confident, as you call it, and boosting their self-esteem.
Yeah.
Why is that so important to you?
I think it's the past experiences that I've had where I felt very worthless. And I've also had many friends around me who are extremely talented, amazing. But there are also lack of this self-confidence to just do it. And they would, you know, self-impose a lot of like idea into them. For example, I'm not smart enough. I'm not experienced enough. I don't have a safety net to fall back on. I'm not from a powerful family. And I just feel like it's so wasted. And to me, is if I can make it, anyone can do it too. And I really want to encourage all these people to just take the leap of faith and just do it. Even in business industry, most of them are men, and women are as equally as capable as men. I just want, you know, like more people to, you know, take a leap of faith, just do it. Yeah.
I think that's really interesting that you brought up, you know, there's this a kind of self-imposed doubt that, you know, especially women, I guess, in this particular case, will say, oh, I can't do it because I've got my family to take care of. I can't do it because I've got my parents to take care of, or other elderly people in the family, that sort of thing. And we have a lot more, I guess, commitments in a way. Mm-hmm. And that can often stop us from wanting to pursue something like what you've done.
Yes. Have you heard of this imposter syndrome?
Yes.
Yeah, and I think that I do have that. Sometimes I still do tell myself that, hey, am I really that good? Or maybe it's just lucky, and maybe it won't last. And I've, you know, got all these little messages in my head that, hey, I'm not good enough, but I just have to like, okay, girl, focus, you know, just do it. You've come a long way. At least just, you know, pat yourself on the shoulder, give yourself some credits, you know? You didn't do nothing. You have worked really, really hard and you deserve this.
Mm, I think it's important for, I guess, especially women, but also everyone to, you know, to acknowledge that you are allowed to take credit for what you've done.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Mm. So, okay, another part of your business is that you are very firm on creating this unforgettable, kind and caring experience for people as opposed to other businesses, you know, getting as quick a turnaround as possible, right?
Yeah.
So tell me about the little things you do to make people's days and why you value that so highly.
Well, to be honest, it's the fundamental of all successful businesses. People connect with businesses because, you know, you're genuine and you show that you truly care for them. And personally, I believe that always treat people the way you want to be treated, and a little kindness to go a long way. And the moment where you make someone's day, and the feeling that you get in return is just priceless.
Mm.
And other than that, we have, you know, a team of amazing women who really believe in our mission. And, you know, they just treat every single of our community customers with their whole heart. Mm. And not just our community, even a random stranger who is just like waiting for Grab and it was pouring outside. And we would invite her, you know, to just wait inside, give her hot towel, a cup of hot tea.
That sounds so nice.
Yeah.
And I think also it's about, you know, it doesn't take a lot of effort, right, to make these moments in people's days.
It doesn't. It's all about, you know, the little things in life that matter. A simple compliment. Even our cup holder has like this motivational quote. Yeah, so when they see it, they are like, oh, that is so nice. And you never know when someone's having a bad day.
Yeah, I think that's really important. And I think it's an interesting thing that you've built into the very foundation of your business, right? That's a very core value that you have as a person as well, obviously.
Yeah.
And you know, your career, some might say, is only just beginning, right? Like you're 27, you started this, you know, when you were like 26. What would you say are your big dreams for revolutionizing the hair care industry?
Well, I would say that this is really just the beginning. And I wouldn't say that it is big dream, but more to natural progression. I would really love to see Cocodry going Southeast Asia, like how dry bar is in the US and Canada, for example. And we would really love to have our own range of haircare products and bring, you know, such customer experience, confidence and happiness to even more people out there.
Basically, when people think hair, they think Cocodry.
Yes. Confidence, Cocodry. Happiness, yes. Cocodry.
Very nice. And what is your personal dream for yourself, like outside of business?
Personal dream. I don't think I have one, but I'm very full of life. I want to be able to experience every single thing in life. I want to travel the world while building a business empire and inspire even more women to do it, to do the same. And at the same time, be on Forbes 30 Under 30. And even the covers of business magazines for the waves and impacts that I've made in business. Mm.
So I guess you could say that, I guess your personal dream is leaving behind a legacy, right?
Yeah, and it's really scary for me to, you know, just say it out loud because I'm so scared that I won't be able to get there. But I really do hope that I can get there someday.
I mean, I think to a level, you know, naming, I don't know, maybe I've listened to too many personal development podcasts, but to a level, I think maybe, you know, putting it out there is part of the process, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and being able to voice out what you want and being able to have these goals. You know, you want to be a Forbes 30 under 30, you want to travel the world, you want to, you know, take over the hair care business. I think that's
all.
Yeah, but I think it's important to, you know, voice it out and to be clear about what those goals are for yourself.
Yeah.
You've chosen to defy hair industry convention. You've said no to the typical 9-to-5, and you're making waves for both youth and female representation in entrepreneurship. So tell me, what made you choose to go down the road not taken?
I'm a very spontaneous person by nature. I can't do 9-to-5, and, you know, climbing the corporate ladder is all just too, what's the word?
Rigid?
Not rigid, it's too predictable. It's too predictable for me, and I love challenges and I love achievements, and I really want to just, you know, go all out and see how far I can go, because I only live once after all, and I grew up in a small town, and sometimes, you know, looking back at the little girl that I was, and I really want to see how far this little girl can go. Yeah.
That was Kim Mei-Chi, founder of Cocodry. I'm Christine Wong. This has been The Road Not Taken on BFM 89.9, presented by the BMW 2 Series Grand Coupe, the first ever four-door premium compact coupe by BMW.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.